All right. Just heard a little Loma Prieta. That was a track, Dark Mountain. And before that was the Boston Hometown Heroes Pile, the track Baby Boy.
It sounds pretty good.
It was. A little punk rock for you.
A little punk rock, yeah. Always welcome.
Chris, yeah. You want to say a few words about this next band? We got my boy Chris Tremblay stepping up to the mic.
Yeah. Hey, get ready. Everyone listening, get ready. This is Chicago's favorite rap boys coming at you.
91.5 WMFO. You already know what it is.
Yeah, that's Medford.
Yeah, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. If you're the FCC listening, but we said it.
We said it, man.
And there's it has no to go. No, it's seriously question. Between 55 and 05 of every hour. As you guys know.
That is a legit sign.
That is a legit sign. So yeah, you're listening to Fast and Loose, by the way. I need to introduce the hour. I'm subbing for my good friend Misha, or as you know, his name's Dr. Friendzone, or DJ Friendzone. He's off tonight. So instead of a little bit of the hip-hop hour, we're going to be doing just musically something a little bit different. And that's going to be great. So we got some great friends in here in the studio. And let's keep the good times rolling. Hannah, you ready with that track?
She's ready.
That's pretty seamless. That was seamless.
Died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milton, pot of thieves, wild caught of my sleeve. Thick heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me, me. People say beware, but I don't care. The words are just rules and regulations to me, me.
going on, guys? It's Fast and Loose. This is Nate. We got Patrick here, too. We just listened to... We'll recap everything. You heard Egg in a Frame by Palm, Baby Boy by Pyle, Dark Mountain by Loma Prieta. Prieta? I'm getting a nod. Not great. Right. Nods are not great for radio.
Loma Prieta.
Elvis is in the Freezer by Rap Boys and Gloria by Patti Smith is what you just heard.
That's what it's all about. You gotta let the listeners know what they're hearing in case they want to go check those bands out. These bands rely on people going and checking them out. That's what it's all about.
That's exactly right. And our commitment to you is for the next hour. These are all coming off of wax.
There's no digital tracks. It's all coming off the vinyl.
Exactly. So we're having a good time. We're getting some of the freshest vinyl out there to you, our listeners, on WMFO. All right, we have a quick interlude. We're gonna have a PSA read here by Patrick.
Guys, getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in legal fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. It's no joke, guys.
It's no joke.
Just don't do it. Drunk driving, just don't do it. Come on. What are you trying to prove? Just don't.
Yeah,
do
it's
it.
True. No, what are you trying to prove? There are many options. There are many, many options. That put other people at less risk. And this has been a message brought to you by WMFO at Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO in Medford. We have some more music, as I'm told, as I've been indicated through various gestures from those in the studio tonight. Let's get to that music.
Check, check, check. Hey, everybody. You just heard Never Again by Thin Lips. That's off the album Riff Hard. I mean, you got to give it up to them. They're riffing pretty hard on that track. That's some pop punk, but it's not, you know, it's not the cheesy pop punk. It's not the, you know, the cringy pop punk. That's some real pop punk out of Philadelphia. Check that band out if you haven't heard of them. Right before that, we heard the track Boy by Alex G. That was the last track of the song DSU. You know, Alex G's blowing up right now, but he's writing some pretty good songs. You get what I admit. Up next, we're going to play a track called Stoned and Starving. This is by the band Parquet Court. Really standout track from their album, Light Up Gold. Take it away, Hannah.
I was walking through Ridgewood, Queens. I was slipping through.
What's up, guys?
Hello, people of Earth.
We're back. Yeah. No, this has been delightful. I gotta be honest. I mean, this has just been great.
Hey, having a lot of fun here.
Yeah, this is good, and it's all vinyl, with the exception of, and I have to mention this. So these backing tracks, I mean, they're from the Broken Social Scene album, and I usually have. We have to be honest with our listeners, or else what are we?
That's true.
What are we? Yeah. Without our integrity, you know, we're just these Machiavellian beings competing, you know, on our own self-interest in pretending to be.
I think Cannon wants us to get to the point here, so let's just go ahead and say that we just heard God Condition by Pygmy Lush. That's off their album Mount Hope. Just a really good band, you know. Came out of the hardcore and a power violence scene. I don't know if you're familiar with the band Page 99, but a lot of the guys went on to form Pygmy Lush. You know, Page 99 is actually reuniting. They're playing a show here in Boston coming up in this fall. I hope you have tickets because it already sold out. It's going to be insane. It's at Great Scott. See if you can pick one up on the street if you didn't get in on that.
There's someone on the street, so... One of my favorite things about, like, you, and this kind of extends to Tim too, but like it like when you talk about genres and how like very serious you are, just like about getting it right, like about getting the genre right.
The emo violence, power violence, you know, just your standard fare. You know, so Pygmy Lush, the first time I saw that band was at a show in North Carolina. And this next band that we're going to play is a band called Brave Young. They were playing at the same show. They were the reason I was at that show. One of my favorite bands. Some of the most beautiful music that you'll ever hear. And, you know, recently one of their members was in a horrible motorcycle accident, and he's thankfully recovered fully from that. And they just put out a new album this year. The song we're about to hear is from their... from a previous EP they put out. So let's just go straight into that. A little Brave Young for you.
Hello, listeners. You're listening to... Hello, listeners. You are tuned in to Fast and Loose. My name's Nate. I'm joined by an illustrious panel of friends, upstanding residents of Somerville.
Brighton.
My friend made a mixtape in college, and it was called "I'm Not from Brighton." And he was like from Calhoun, Georgia. So it's like, what are you doing with that?
Yeah.
So introduce yourselves.
I'm Kate.
I'm Chris.
I'm Hannah.
And I'm Patrick.
And you know Patrick. Like, you listeners know Patrick. We'll recap what we just listened to. It was... You're the man.
We just heard Abby Normal by Moving Mountains. It's off their split EP with Prawn. That's just a killer EP all the way through. All four songs. Can't beat it. Before that, we heard a classic from American Football. I'll See You When We're Both Not So Emotional. I mean, come on. The drums on that track. I mean, get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
And then right before that, we heard a track from Brave Young. Title of the track, "I Felt Even Then How Monstrously a Man May Get Used to Things." Isn't that true? You just get used to things, you know? Complacency will set in. And Brave Young's here to tell you about it.
Yeah, so in like sort of the interim between songs, we hang out, we listen to the music, we appreciate it. We also have really insightful conversations about shows that we might or might not have listened to, and a very profound sort of, I guess, just discussion about the show Friends. And it is one of those things where like everyone has seen it.
I haven't seen it, actually.
So you're telling me you haven't seen a single episode, nor a cultural reference to Friends in any possible way?
I mean, I vaguely know what the show is about.
What is Friends?
Okay.
I mean, what is Friends?
So here's the thing about you, vinyl hipster nonsense. You know, like, I've been in rooms where they're like, I five people just recreated like Friends in front of me, like word for word. Like, okay, I'll be Phoebe, and then like I'll do the thing that is funny, and then they all laugh at it because it's like an inside joke. Now, you've never listened to Friends, or you've never like...
I never watched it.
I've never been into it. I've seen some episodes. I appreciate a Friends episode.
So what's preventing you, I guess, what's preventing you from like watching the show? I'm not trying to like convince you to do it.
Aren't you?
But like, I don't have a dog in this fight. Like, I'm not some like, I don't like not getting like Friends royalties.
You know, that's getting heated. He's on the
best is I'm like,
he just wants you to listen to his Friends podcast.
Yeah. So really, what I wanted to do is use this as a platform to plug.
No, I appreciate a good Friends episode. I think it seems deserving of its place in the zeitgeist that it has.
That's true.
A cultural touchstone.
That's true. Would you not watch it only because there's so many other good shows to watch now, and you're like, I just can't?
It's like, it's on the list. It's just down there. You know?
I feel like we have hit the moment where like I feel like in the past, if you like didn't hear good music, or like didn't like listen to good music, or like watch good TV, it was like on you because like you had the time. And now I feel like it's just like we're overwhelmed with just like good stuff.
Is it streaming? Like, is it on Netflix, Hulu?
I think it's on Netflix.
All right. Well, then maybe. Hard maybe.
Here's the thing. I think it's on Netflix. I know it's on Netflix.
You can't sound like too cool.
But again, I'm like, not trying to like convince
everyone. All right. Listeners.
And of course, this Friends conversation was just a ploy to get all the folks in the room on the mics. I would not, this group, I would have just...
Hey, I don't know. Friends?
It worked.
I can't find the time.
That's fine.
If you want to watch an old show from the 90s you haven't watched before, just go to Gilmore Girls. I mean, it's better. Come on.
Wait, really?
Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World, yeah.
X-Files.
Ooh.
I haven't seen that one, but I am intrigued.
I'm intrigued that you're watching.
Gilmore Girls started in the year 2000.
Hey, Yeah. That's none of my concern.
That's
my,
what
wow,
a fact.
Hannah, coming in with some truth.
What a straight up fact. That's what I'm talking about.
But that means they must have wrote the script in 99 at least.
But I appreciate the sentiment.
Come on.
Yeah, it was in pre-production.
That's how you know.
We say in the industry. Like if someone was being interviewed, they're like, I was with that project since 1999. They would say that.
Yeah, it has that late 90s flavor in like... at least in season one.
Do you do the thing when you guys have parties? Do you do the thing where you like have like when you have people like do you do the thing where you like put a movie on and it's on mute but it's just like on?
I'm gonna go with absolutely not on that one.
Okay, so I do that, and sometimes it's like you know you put something on, it's like whatever. If you do that with the X-Files, it's great. Like I had a Halloween party last year, and you just put on the X-Files, and like you can look, and you're like, there's some guy with a frog face, and like you know Mulder's like punching him. And you're like, this is good enough for, you know, to carry me from one conversation to the next.
You know what? I like that because you're not, there's no, you can't get sucked in too much.
No, there's no way. Yeah.
But if you look for a second, it's good, like, conversation fodder, you know? Like,
oh,
it's,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, in college, we used to put El Topo on, so we used to put surreal westerns.
I don't know what El Topo is.
I'm
also ignorant on that one. I'm gonna have to pick your brain afterwards.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Chris is just plugging his surreal Western.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna and to follow that up, I have an El Topo. Okay.
All right. Let's give the people some more music.
On that note, yes. Can you hear that in the background, listeners? That's the
some kind of crazy noise going.
That is the air conditioner that we turned off.
Ghost in the machine, ghost in the shell, whatever you want to call it, it's real.
Okay, yeah.
All right. WMFO in Medford.
Dad told you not to look at me. Down came the fist hard upon your head. I was the only other adult around. I was the only other adult around. I was 18, you were 8, maybe you were 10.
Just describe.